الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم عيد الفطر وقفت الملائكة على أبواب الطرق فنادوا اغدوا يا معشر المسلمين إلى رب كريم يمن بالخير ثم يعطي عليه الجزيل لقد أمرتم بقيام الليل فقمتم وأمرتم بصيام النهار فصمتم وأطعتم ربكم فاقبضوا جوائزكم فإذا صلوا نادى مناد ألا إن ربكم قد غفر لكم فارجعوا راشدين إلى رحالكم فهو يوم الجائزة ويسمى في السماء يوم الجائزة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, it is only the grace and the favor and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with a great opportunity to experience His mercy and forgiveness that is represented by the Mubarak month of Ramadan, a month which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us about that tuftahu fihi abwabul jannah wa tughlaqu fihi abwabul nar wa tughallu fihi shayateen, a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw open the doors of jannat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed the doors of jahannam, and a month in which the shayateen were locked up and tied up in order to enable the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make sulah with Allah and to repair the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this day of Eid, a day, the hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, when the day of Eid al-Fitr dawns, then the streets are lined with the malaika of Allah. And they address the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, O assembly of believers, go now towards your Rabb, who is Kareem, who is generous, who wants to give you from His treasures. Allah ordered you with the fasting of the days of Ramadan and order of Allah which you complied with. Allah ordered you with the standing up in Salah on the nights of Ramadan. This order also you complied with. You obeyed your Rabb in this month. You pleased your Rabb in this month. Now today is the day of prize giving. Today is the day when your Rabb will shower His choicest blessings upon you. And once the Salah of Eid occurs, then the announcer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out, أَلَا إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ قَدْ غَفَرَ لَكُمْ. That, O the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, know and understand that your Rabb Allah has forgiven all your sins. Now return back righteous, return back confident in the knowledge of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the day of prize giving, and this day in the heavens is also known as the day of prize giving. In another riwayat it comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at the gathering of Muslims on the day of Eid, addresses His malaika, and Allah ta'ala boasts to them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, مَا جَزَاءُ الْأَجِيرِ الَّذِي عَمِلَ عَمَلَهُ. What is the recompense? What is the payment? What is the return that the laborer should get who has carried out his task? The malaika of Allah address Allah Ta'ala and say, يَا إِلَهَنَا وَسَيِّدَنَا أَن تُوَفِّيَهُ أَجْرَهُ. O my Allah, it is only right that once the laborer has carried out his task and he has carried out his function, that he should be paid in full. So Allah Ta'ala says, O my Malaika, you be a witness that because the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted in the month of Ramadan, and because they stood up in Salah in the nights of Ramadan, you be a witness that they have earned my maghfirat and they have earned my pleasure. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the gathering on the day of Eid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, by the qasam of my izzat and my jalal, by the qasam of my dignity and my honor, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask anything you want from me today, whether it pertains to your akhirat or whether it pertains to your dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever you will ask from me on this day, I will grant it to you. We cannot imagine the extent of compassion, the extent of kindness, the extent of mercy which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, my respected brothers, this day of Eid, on the one hand, while being a joyous occasion, it also has to be a day of introspection. It also has to be a day of concern. If you look in the lives of the Salaf al-Salihin, in the lives of our pious predecessors, as to what their reaction was to the day of Eid, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدَّ اِحْتِمَامًا مِنْكُمْ بِالْعَمَلِ أَلَمْ تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He would say, be more concerned, have greater ihtimam, be more conscious of the acceptance of your amal than even the amal itself. And then to support the statement, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, have you not heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts only from those people with taqwa. The condition for the acceptance of amal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we have to have taqwa, the consciousness and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fudala bin Ubayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, لَأَنْ أَكُونَ أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ عَمَلٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. لأن الله تعالى قال إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. You would say, if I had received this information, if I had received this guarantee that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted even one amal of mine, an amal which is smaller than a grain of mustard seed, if even this much guarantee I had received that Allah ta'ala had accepted this much from me, this would be more precious and more valuable to me than the whole world and whatever it contains. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah accepts only from those with taqwa. This is the prerequisite and the requirement. We were given this month of Ramadan, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, fasting was ordained upon you as it was ordained upon the nations before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you develop this taqwa, so that you repair your ties and your link and your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كان بعض السلف يدعون الله ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان ثم يدعون الله ستة أشهر أن يتقبله منهم. The Salaf Salihin would make dua to Allah Ta'ala 6 months before Ramadan, that Allah Ta'ala must cause them to remain alive to experience the blessings of Ramadan. Then they would make dua another 6 months after Ramadan, that Allah must accept from them the ibadat of Ramadan. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimullah, he was addressing the majma on the day of Eid al-Fitr, and he said to them, with regards to the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that some of them, يَظْهَرُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْحُزْنُ يَوْمَ الْعِيدِ, that they displayed sadness and sorrow on the day of Eid. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ لَهُمْ, then it was said to them, هَذَا يَوْمُ فَرْحٍ وَسُرُورٍ, this is the day of happiness, this is the day of joy, this is the day of celebration. Why is it that you are sad? They responded and they said, صَدَقْتُمْ, you have spoken the truth. وَلَكِنِّي عَبْدٌ أَمَرَنِي مَوْلَايَ أَنْ أَعْمَلَ لَهُ عَمَلًا فَلَا أَدْرِي أَيُقْبَلُهُ مِنِّي أَمْ لَا. They said, you have spoken the truth. No doubt, this is a day of happiness and joy. But my example is the example of a person whose master and lord had commanded him. My example is the example of a slave whose master had commanded him to carry out a particular task and function. He carried out the dictates of his master, but now he does not know whether his master has accepted this action from him or not. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, who is known as Imam al-Awliya, he would say with regards to this day of Eid, لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدِ إنما العيد لمن أمن من الوعيد، ليس العيد لمن ركب المطايا، إنما العيد لمن ترك الخطايا، ليس العيد لمن تبختر بالعود، إنما العيد للتائب الذي لا يعود. He would say it is not Eid for that person who has worn new clothes. It is Eid for that person who has been guaranteed protection from the azab of Allah. It is not Eid for that person who mounted his conveyance and proceeded to the Eidgah. But it is Eid for that person who in the month of Ramadan made a pact with Allah that the gunas and wrong and masiyat that was there in his life, he has left it forever. It is not Eid for that person who puts oud and itar, but it is Eid for that person who made such a tawbah, who made such a repentance before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that now he will not return back to those wrongs that he was doing before. Shibli rahimahullah was asked, Ayyuma afdal, Rajab am Shaban? Which is more virtuous, the month of Rajab or the month of Shaban? To this he responded, Kun rahbaniyan, la rajabiyan, wala shabaniyan. He said, become the slave of your Allah. Become the servant of your Allah. Become the beloved of your Allah. Become the one who hands himself over to Allah, whether it is Rajab, whether it is Shaban, whether it is Ramadan. Bishop Rahimahullah, before him was mentioned, أن ناسا يتعبدون ويجتهدون في رمضان. The actions of some people were mentioned before him, those who would worship Allah Ta'ala and exert themselves in ibadat and stay away from sins in the month of Ramadan. To this he responded and he said, بئس قوم لا يعرفون الله حقا إلا في شهر رمضان إنما الصالح الذي يتعبد ويجتهد السنة كلها. He would say, how ungrateful are those people, how terrible are the actions of those people who only worship Allah in Ramadan, whose worship is seasonal, whose worship is occasional. Big night comes, then they are in the masjid. Ramadan comes, they are in the masjid. The day of Arafat comes, they are in the masjid. Shab-e Barat comes, they are in the masjid. But the rest of the time, where are they? You would say this is a sign of ingratitude. The true slave of Allah, the true servant of Allah, is that person whose entire year is spent in exerting himself in earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion he said, Man sama fi Ramadan, wa huwa yuhaddith nafsahu, أنه إذا أفطر بعد رمضان عصى ربه. من صام رمضان وهو يحدث نفسه أنه إذا أفطر بعد رمضان لا يعصي الله دخل الجنة بغير مسألة ولا حساب. That person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, that person who has experienced the beauty of the month of Ramadan, that person who has experienced the mercy of Allah in Ramadan, and then he makes a pact with Allah, he makes a promise with Allah, that, oh my Allah, after Ramadan, the wrongs that were taking place in my life, the masiyat and the disobedience of yours which was taking place in my life, Ya Allah, I make tawbah from this. Ya Allah, I will not go back to that. He said, such a person will enter into Jannah without any question. There won't be reckoning for this person. On the other hand, من صام رمضان وهو يحدث نفسه أنه إذا أفطر بعد رمضان عصى ربه فصيامه عليه مردود. On the other hand, that person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, and because it is Ramadan, the shaitan box gets a sheet over it. Because it is Ramadan, those MP3 players are put away. Because it is Ramadan, when the azan is called out, the ummah comes into harkat, the ummah comes into movement. Because it is Ramadan, those instruments that are blaring music are put away. Because it is Ramadan, the scarves and the cloaks come out. Because it is Ramadan, some sign of the obedience of Allah becomes apparent. He goes to the masjid, he gets up in the dead of the night, and he cries before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, the determination is still there in the heart, that once the hilal of Eid is sighted, then once again I am going to revert back to what I was doing before Ramadan. Ulama give an example. They say there is a certain worm. That lives in feces and stool. One day, this worm ventured out of the stools and the feces, and having went a little distance away, for the first time in its life, it breathes in fresh air. For the first time in its life, it gets the sweet fragrance and scent of natural air. For the first time in its life, it experiences the coolness of the breeze. For the first time in its life, it looks at the blue yonder and the beautiful sky above it. And after having experienced the sweetness and freshness, for some inexplicable reason that is inherent in the nature of this worm, it turns around and it goes back into the stool. And it goes back into the filth, and it goes back into the rubbish, and it goes back into the garbage. Ulama say, in Ramadan, you experience the beauty of the worship of Allah. In Ramadan, you experience that awakening that each time that azan would be called out, you venture towards the masjid. In Ramadan, you experience the beauty of lowering your gaze. In Ramadan, you experience the ecstasy that is unique to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you got up in the dead of the night and you cried those warm tears in the court of Allah. In Ramadan, you experience the beauty of the tilawat of the Quran. In Ramadan, you experience the beauty of the zikr of Allah ta'ala. In Ramadan, you experience the ecstasy when your heart connected with your Creator. And then, like that worm, after having experienced the beautiful fresh breeze and the air, returns back to the garbage, returns back to the filth, returns back to the stool. Once the hilal of Eid is sighted, now it is no longer the tilawat of Quran, but it is music. Now it is no longer crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but your time is spent in masiyat and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was occurring before Ramadan. Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala who says, that person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, and he says in his heart, that once the hilal of Eid is sighted, I am going to return back to the wrongs that I was doing before Ramadan. He says, فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودٌ. Man, understand, this is a sign that Allah has not accepted from this person the fasting of Ramadan. Opportunities of clemency, opportunities of forgiveness, opportunities of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers, are not a license for us that we can carry on sinning and we can carry on breaking the command of Allah Ta'ala. Look into the lives of those people who have the fear of Allah. Look into the lives of the pious elders of the past. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, his wife comes to him. It is the occasion of Eid. She says to him that the other children of the locality all had new clothes for Eid. He had 13 children. He was the Khalifa, the ruler. Not the ruler of one town or one city, but the ruler of 3 continents of the known world. She said the other children have new clothes for Eid. And we don't have enough money to buy new clothes for our children. So she put the suggestion to him. She says, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, why don't you request 1 month's advance salary from the Baytul Mal? We will buy our children new clothes for Eid. Then I will do some menial chores. I will do some sewing. I will do some cooking. I will sell some food. And I will try and earn a little extra income so that we can pay back this debt. He accepts the suggestion of his wife. And he goes to the treasurer of the Baytul Mal, Raja bin Haywa. And he addresses him and he says that I am requesting 1 month's advance salary. Raja bin Haywa says, no problem, Amir al-Mu'mineen, but there is one condition. You will have to sign a document of proof. Raja bin Haywa prepares the document and he brings it to Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Umar bin Abdul Aziz looks at that document. In it is written, I, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, hereby guarantee that I will remain alive for 1 month. When he sees this document, he bursts into tears and then he gathers his children and he says to them that there were 2 choices in front of me. On the one hand, I could have usurped the rights of others. I could have accepted bribes. I could have looted. I could have oppressed the people and taken from the pockets of others and kept you, my children, in the lap of luxury and comfort. You would have been in luxury and comfort in this world, but in return for this action of mine, Allah would have given me Jahannam, and I cannot bear the azab of Jahannam. On the other hand, O my children, the second choice that I had was to stay away from haram and stay away from the disobedience of Allah and instill piety and instill taqwa and instill connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in you. So that in your hour of need, you yourselves can turn to Allah. Because my Allah has promised, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. Those who are the friends of Allah, those who have ta'alluq and relationship with Allah, their cries will not fall on deaf ears, but their Allah will come to their help and assistance. In return for this, Allah will give me Jannat. And all my children, I cannot sacrifice my Jannat for anything. Ask ourselves, my respected brothers, for Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Allah was not Ghafoor Rahim, na'uzu billah. Was he fearing another Allah besides Allah that we fear? Is there some other qabr that he was going to from the qabr that we are going to? Is there some other hashab or plane of akhirat that he will stand on that is different from the one that we will stand on? Allah Ta'ala says clearly in the Quran, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Do you expect that Allah is going to treat the one who endeavors to obey Him in the same way as the one who disobeys Him? Do you expect that Allah is going to treat the one who gets up in the dead of the night and cries before Allah
in the same way as the one who in the dead of night goes toward the dens of vice and the disobedience of Allah. Do you think that Allah is going to treat the one who when haram comes in front of him, or when music is blaring, he lowers his gaze and he covers up his ears, the same as the one who revels in the disobedience of Allah? أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ Allah says, do you think I am going to treat the sinner and the one who is obedient to me the same? مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ Where is your intelligence? Allah is غفور الرحيم, no doubt. But this is not a license for the disobedience of Allah. Let us not be like those ostriches with their heads in the ground. Take our hearts out of the ground, my respected brothers. We are beseeching you on this Mubarak occasion. Wake up to the reality of the plight of this ummah. Around us are the signs, are the asar of the ghadab of Allah, of the anger of Allah, which is apparent in every direction. Which rubber today is not flowing with the blood of the ummah? In which corner of the globe are the reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, in a position of security and safety? In which corner of the globe is there peace for the reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah? The waves of the oceans are rising up in tsunamis against us. The earth is opening up and sucking the bodies of the ummah into the ground. The rains of bombs are falling from the skies onto the hands of the ummah. The bulldozers are trampling the hands of the ummah. In every direction, the signs and the asar of the ghadab and the anger of Allah has become apparent. Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his sahaba and he said, إِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دُوَلَا وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمَا وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمَا وَتُعَلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَاتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ وَرَفَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ وظهرت القينات والمعازف وساد القبيلة فاسقهم وكان رئيس القوم أرذلهم ولعن آخر هذه الأمة أولها ولبس الحرير وشربت الخمور. He said, when 15 things will become apparent in my ummah, إِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دُوَلَا, when public money, when the money of the masses will be usurped by their governments. وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمَا, when there will no longer be amanat and trust, no longer amanat dari, but the reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah will become wolves, whose gaze is on the pockets of others. One was a period and time when they would go hungry, when they would tie stones to their stomach, but they would not break the order of Allah. And the other is that period of time which we are living in today, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يُبَالِ الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذَ أَمِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ. A time will come upon my ummah, and they will not care. They will not care who they are hurting. They will not care whose rights they are trampling upon. The cries of the mazloom and the oppressed will fall on deaf ears. As long as their coffers are being full, they will not care whether it is halal or haram. It will not matter to them. Zakat and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become a burden. No longer will the heart incline towards the obedience of Allah. تُعَلِّمَ الدِّينِ, the knowledge of deen will be acquired for worldly purposes. Men will become obedient to their wives, disobedient to their mothers. One was that zamana and period where the master himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his sahaba and he said, that person whom Allah blesses, that person whom Allah blesses, that one or two of his parents flower into old age in front of him, and still he fails to gain the forgiveness of Allah, still he fails to gain Jannah by making the khidmat and service of those parents. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may such a person be cursed by Allah. In an ummah whose master has given these teachings, how is it possible that old age homes come into existence in this ummah? How is it possible that the wife, the queen in the main house, the mother in the outhouse, eking out the remains of her existence in a pitiable state and condition, fearing to voice her need to her own offspring because of the fear of retribution and the fear of the scolding that she will get. One was a time and period, Sahabi is leaving his home. The wife calls out from behind, إِيَّاكَ وَكَسْبِ الْحَرَامِ فَإِنَّا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعِ وَلَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. Beware of bringing haram into my home. The husband is leaving to go to the bazaar. The sahabi is not going in the path of Allah, he's going to the bazaar. Yet the wife calls out from behind, beware of bringing haram into my home. I can make sabr and hunger, I will never be able to make sabr over the azab of Jahannam. One was that period of time, and now at this period of time, where for every season there must be a new outfit. For every season, the furniture must be changed. The carpet must match the lounge suite, and the curtains must match the carpet. So much have the najais and haram demands of the wives on their husbands become, that this husband and the breadwinner is forced to go towards haram. He said, when my ummah will become obedient to their wives in the disobedience of Allah, become disobedient to their mothers, أَدَنَا صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ, friends will be looked up to, friends will be honored, and their fathers will be looked down upon. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one youngster came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he lodged a complaint in the court of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his complaint? He said, O Nabi of Allah, sometimes my father uses my wealth without my permission. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends for the father of this youngster, an elderly sahabi. His back was bent, he was walking with a stick, limping and coming towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His heart was full of grief, his heart was full of pain. My own son has complained about me to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Poetry was an inherent and an intrinsic part of the nature of Arabs. So in his heart, he gives vent to his hurt in the form of a poem which he does not mention to anyone. He formulates this poem as he is walking towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel is sent to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh my beloved Nabi, before you address this matter, ask that sahabi what is the poem that he formed in his heart. When the sahabi comes in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, tell me, before I deal with your matter, tell me what was that poem that you formed in your heart. This sahabi is shocked. He says, Shay'an qultuhu fi nafsi ma sami'atu udhunaya. Wallahi ya Rasulullah, La yazalu Allahu yazeeduna bika yaqeena. He says, oh my beloved Nabi, Allah's qasam, Allah continues to increase our yaqeen upon you. It was a few words. I formed it in my heart. My own ears did not hear it. Are you saying my Allah has heard it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, yes. What were those words you formed? The Sahabi says, غَزَوْتُكَ مَوْلُودًا وَمُنْتُكَ يَافِعًا تُعَلُّ بِمَا أَجْنِي عَلَيْكَ وَتُنْهَلُ وَإِذَا لَيْلَةً ضَاقَتْكَ بِالسَّقْمِ لَمْ أَبِتْ لِسَقْمِكَ إِلَّا سَاهِرًا أَتَمَلْمَلُ كَأَنِّي أَنَا الْمَتْرُوقُ دُونَكَ بِالَّذِي تُرِقْتَ بِهِ دُونِي فَعَيْنِي تَهْمَلُ تَخَافُ الرَّدَى نَفْسِي عَلَيْكَ وَإِنَّهَا لَتَعْلَمُ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ وَقْتٌ مُؤَجَّلُ فَلَمَّا بَلَغْتَ السِّنَّ وَالْغَايَةَ الَّتِي إِلَيْهَا مَدَى مَا كُنْتُ فِيكَ أُؤَمِّلُ جَعَلْتَ جَزَائِي غِلْظَةً وَفَظَاظَةً كَأَنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْمُنْعِمُ الْمُتَفَضِّلُ فَلَيْتَكَ إِنْ لَمْ تَرَ حَقَّ أُبُوَّتِي فعلت كما الجار المجاور يفعل فأوليتني حق الجوار ولم تكن علي بمال دون مالك تبخل. Really, my respected brothers, it is impossible in any language to do justice in translating the heart-rending words of the Sahabi. He says, oh my son, from a young age, I had hopes and aspirations for you. In order for these hopes and aspirations to be fulfilled, I sacrificed my own desires. In order for your flower to bloom, I allowed my own flower to wither and to ebb. Oh my son, in order for your needs and desires to be fulfilled, my own needs and my desires, I sacrificed them. When you would become ill, it was as if I became ill with you. Each time you cried out in pain, my own heart was cut into two pieces. When you became ill, I stood at your bedside late at night, and I cried to my Allah, let him not die, let him not die, whilst I knew that death could only come upon its appointed time. Then what happened? Oh my son, youth caused your flower to bloom, while old age caused my flower to ebb. Youth and the ebullience of youth caused you to reach the prime of your life and the prime of your strength, while old age sapped my energy and caused my bones to become frail and caused me to wither. At this stage of dependence, at this stage of weakness of mine, a spark of hope entered my heart that just as I was a support to my son would become a support to me. Just as I held his hand and led him through life, today he would lend a hand of support to me. In this moment of dependence and weakness of mine, I turned to you, my son, yet you reacted with such harshness and you spoke to me with such cruelty, it made it appear to me as if my entire life was a lie, and that in fact you had brought me up, and I had not brought you up. Oh my son, if you could not be a son to me, at least you could have been a neighbor to me, because even a neighbor to some extent looks after the right of his neighbor. Sahaba say, like rain droplets, the tears were pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam caught hold of the collar of this youngster and he said, get away from my majlis, anta wa maluka li abika, you and your wealth belong to your father. In an ummah whose master has given this ta'aleem, whose master has given this teaching, in this day and age, the friends are looked up to, the father is frowned upon and the father is looked down upon. He said, when voices will be raised in the masjid, when musical instruments will become the order of the day, and pop stars, the very moral judges of society, whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina, will be looked up to, will be revered, will be idolized. Look at our youngsters, woofers and tweeters and subwoofers in their cars. with the voice of shaitan blaring. Little do we realize what will happen if they meet up in an accident. What is their hashar going to be tomorrow in the court of Allah if they have to die in that condition? What answer are those parents going to give? What funded these activities? Those masoom, sinless children, when they were young, they never said to you, "Oh my father, teach me to dress like the Yahud and Nasara. Oh my father, teach me to dress like the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my father, bring those instruments of haram and shamelessness and immodesty in the house. Oh my father, when the adhan is called out, let it fall on your deaf ears, so that you teach me also that I must not respond to that azan." Those masoom, sinless children did not put such a petition and came before us. We, when we turned our backs on our responsibility, my respected brothers, cry tears of blood, cry tears of tawbah. When we turned our backs on our responsibility, we became the zalims, we became the oppressors that today are destroying the iman and the akhirat of our wives and our children. Musical instruments will become the order of the day. The pop stars will be idolized. The leaders of society will be the worst judges of society. Arguments will take place in the masjids. Friendships will be no longer for love, but will be for worldly purposes. Men will wear gold. Look at our youngsters. Gold necklace around the neck. Gold rings on the finger. Why? These are the traits of a woman. Why are you imitating them now? This is the 21st century. That was the camel age. This is the space age. This is gender equality. I am expressing my freedom. When the last section of this ummah will curse the first section of the ummah, that was the camel age. This is the space age. Islam is a contemporary religion. Those people were backwards. We understand Islam and we know what is Islam. As the so-called enlightened thinkers of today are saying, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1400 years ago, he said, when these 15 things come alive in my ummah, then no one understands. We can carry on blaming the superpowers. We can carry on coming out with conspiracy theories. We can carry on blaming everybody else. But let us understand, my respected brothers, respect, dignity, honor, safety, security in the heavens and the earth belong in Allah's hands alone. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهِنْ. The heavens and the earth and the dominion of the heavens and the earth belong to Allah alone. Allah raises up whom He wants. Allah brings down whom He wants. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when in my ummah these 15 things will become apparent, then my ummah with its own hand has signed the writ and declaration of war with Allah. He said, فَلْيَرْتَقِبُوا عِنَّ ذَلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرًا وَمَسْخًا وَقَذْفًا. He said, then wait. Wait for earthquakes. Wait for tsunamis. Wait for the winds to change direction. Wait for this earth to suck you up. Wait for the enemies to be given the upper hand over you. Wait for calamity upon calamity upon calamity to strike you like a necklace. When it is broken, one pearl after the other pearl, in the same way, calamity upon calamity will strike my ummah. Inna Allaha la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah will never change the condition of the people until they themselves do not change. Allah has not forsaken us. Allah loves us. Allah loves us. But a mother also, despite her love, sometimes she beats her child. She'll beat the child blue black also. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْعَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah says, we will make you taste in this world the small azab before the big azab of the hereafter. Why? Not because Allah has forsaken you. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that you come back to Allah. Ask ourselves, my respected brothers, in which home of this ummah today are those elderly parents in safety and security, in which her mothers, elderly parents happy that their offspring are looking after them, in which Taat the Ummah today is the music not blaring, in which Taat the Ummah today is the Azan of Fajr not falling on deaf ears. Is it that only in Ramadan you will come to the masjid? Is it only on big night you will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hassan Basri rahimahullah used to say, our istighfar of today, our tawbah of today is such that we have to make tawbah for our tawbah. We have to make tawbah for our tawbah. The need and the cry and the call of the hour, my respected brothers, is tawbah. Wake up to the reality, the signs of the affair. The signs are apparent of the anger of Allah. This ummah has to come back to Allah. This ummah has to knock the door of Allah's mercy. Allah is waiting. Allah wants to show us His mercy. We have been given Ramadan. In Ramadan, we experience the beauty of coming closer to Allah Ta'ala. May it be such. Make this determination, my respected brothers, that the beauty of Ramadan and the blessings of Ramadan, we will cause it to permeate for the other 11 months of the year also. I will terminate on one riwayat. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ التَّائِبُ? O my Sahaba, do you know who is the one who has made tawbah? They said, Allah wa Rasulu alam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ تَابَ وَلَمْ يَرْضَ خَسْمَاءَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ وَمَنْ تَابَ وَلَمْ يُغَيِّرْ مَجْلِسَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ وَمَنْ تَابَ وَلَمْ يُغَيِّرْ لِبَاسَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ إلى آخر الحديث. He said, that person who makes tawbah, but his life does not change, his dressing does not change, his company does not change, his attitude and akhlaq and character does not change, then he has not made tawbah. We have to make tawbatun nasuha. That tawbah where we bring a change in our lives. For that, my respected brothers, not only ourselves, let us attach ourselves to the masjid. Let us link ourselves to the environment of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Introduce the ta'aleem. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our homes. Attach ourselves to the effort of deen. So that this barakat and khayr that we experience in Ramadan, inshallah, will permeate for the rest of the year. In that regard, my respected brothers, inshallah, 24th, 25th, 26th of December, we know what that period is synonymous with. But inshallah, let us bring a change. Allah has blessed us that in this Cape Town in Ocean View, there will be an ishtima, a gathering for the fikr and concern that how this whole humanity can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat, the worry and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There will be ishtima in Ocean View over those 3 days, 48 hours. Humble appeal is made, my respected brothers. Every one of us should attend the ishtima. Make our women for fikrmen also. And from now, let us get involved in the effort of deen. Let us get involved. Let it not be that we only worship Allah in Ramadan. But let us feel the sweetness of tahajjud outside Ramadan. Let us feel the sweetness of tilawat of Quran, of dhikr of Allah, of staying away from haram outside Ramadan also. May Allah Ta'ala bless each and every one of us. And may Allah Ta'ala accept each and every one of us. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of letting the beautiful amal that we brought alive in Ramadan permeate for the rest of the year. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah. Be a dua first before we get up, inshallah. This is a moment of acceptance. We heard in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the majma'a of the day of Eid and says to them after the salah of Eid that ask from Allah whatever you want and Allah will grant it by the qasam of His izzat and His jalal. So a few more minutes, inshallah, dua will take place.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka ash-shukru kulluhu, laka al-mulku kulluhu, biyadika al-khayru kulluhu, ala niyatuhu wa sirruhu, laka alhamdu ala ni'mati al-Islam, wa laka alhamdu ala ni'mati al-Iman, wa laka alhamdu ala ni'mati al-Zawjad, wa laka alhamdu ala ni'mati al-Awlad, laka alhamdu ala ni'amika al-Kathira wa ala'ika al-Jathima, laka alhamdu ala an ja'altana min khayri ummatin ukhrijat lil-Nas, laka alhamdu ya Rabbana hatta tarda, wa laka alhamdu idha radit, ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا. أنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مسافرا إلا رددته ولا مجاهدا في سبيلك إلا نصرته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أنت معنا قضائها ويسرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. يا أرحم الراحمين. يا أرحم الراحمين. Almost merciful, almost kind Allah. Oh my Allah, you are the owner of the heavens and the earth. Oh my Allah, the east belongs to you, the west belongs to you, north belongs to you, south belongs to you, above belongs to you, below belongs to you. Ya Allah, every direction belongs to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your greatness is such that the eyeballs cannot encompass you, nor can the imagination clothe you in any shape or form, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we have, you have given us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the air we are breathing, you have given us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the eyes with which we are seeing, you have given us. The ears which we hear, you have given us. These hearts and these minds, Ya Allah, you have given us. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran and you have spoken the truth. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you have to enumerate and count the bounties and the favors of your Allah, you will never be able to do so. Ya Allah, you did not give us these eyes so that we look at the daughters of others. Ya Allah, you did not give us these eyes so that we look at haram. Ya Allah, you did not give us these ears so that we listen to music. Ya Allah, you did not give us these ears so that we listen to the voices of shaitan. Ya Allah, you did not give us these hands so that we raise them and cause harm to your makhluk and your creation. Ya Allah, you did not give us these feet so that we use them to walk to the dens of vice and your disobedience. Oh my Allah, you have showered countless bounties and mercies upon us and favors upon us. The requirement and the requisite of this, Ya Allah, was that we should have paid you with our gratitude. We should have repaid you with our obedience. Instead of that, Ya Allah, every second, countless bounties from you showered upon us. And every second, we repaid you in a countless way with our disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Our hearts have become blackened, Ya Allah. Our hearts have become black, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become darker than the darkest night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our hearts. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have filthied ourselves so that the stench that is emanating from us is worse than the stench that is emanating from the worst gutter in this world. Ya Allah, we don't know on what basis we can even ask you that your love and your muhabbat should enter our heart. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the little baby dirties itself. The little baby urinates on itself. Ya Allah, despite the filth, the mother picks up the child. She bathes and she cleanses the child. And thereafter she cuddles the child to her bosom. Oh my Allah, you love us more than our mothers, Ya Allah. Oh my Hanan Allah, Oh my Mannan Allah, Oh my Ghaffar Allah, Oh my Wahhab Allah, Oh my Razzaq Allah,
O my Malikul Mulk Allah. Ya Allah, you love us more than our mothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse us of our sins, Ya Allah. Cleanse us of our sins, Ya Allah. Cleanse us of our sins, Ya Allah. The sins we have committed in the day, the sins we have committed in the night, the sins we have committed openly, the sins we have committed secretly, every type of sin we have, Ya Allah. What skeletons we have in our cupboards, Ya Allah, only you know, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the people are different. Ya Allah, this gathering on this day of acceptance, on this day of Eid, has come on your doorstep. Ya Allah, we have come to fling ourselves on your doorstep, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other salvation for us besides you, Ya Allah. There is no other shelter for us besides you, Ya Allah. There is no other protection for us besides you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to throw ourselves on your doorstep today, Ya Allah, if you turn us away empty-handed, there is no sky that is going to cover us, there is no ground that is going to carry us, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, let us become yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Mola, tu hamara banja, apna bana le. Tu hamara banja, apna bana le. Hamse razi ho ja. Become happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the path there are those who would make you happy with their amal, would make you happy with their tilawat, would make you happy with their zikrullah, would make you happy with their fasting, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that zamana and period is gone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, only us weak ones have remained, Ya Allah. There isn't one 2 rakat salah that we can present in your court, Ya Allah. There isn't one sajda that we have done that is worth your presenting to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there isn't one. There isn't one amal we have done, Ya Allah, that is worth your presenting to you. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you become happy with us without amal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become happy with us without amal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weak section of the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are the weak section of the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the kindness and the shafqat of parents on the weak child, on the defective child, on the paralyzed child is more than other children. Ya Allah, let your mercy be greater for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let your mercy be greater for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through great difficulty and hardship, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, such atrocities and such hardships have befallen this ummah. Ya Allah, that if the stones had eyes, they would also cry at the condition of this ummah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the tsunamis of the oceans have risen up, have risen up and are drowning this ummah, Ya Allah. The earth is sucking up this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the rain of bones is falling down on this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the hopes of this ummah are being bulldozed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the blood of this ummah has become cheaper than water, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is the same ummah for which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was pelted in thigh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is the same ummah for which he tied stones to his mubarak stomach, Ya Allah. This is the same ummah for which his daughters were given talaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is the same ummah for which the body of his uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu was desecrated, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to whom have you handed us over, Ya Allah? Ya Allah. To whom have you handed us over, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, you have handed us over to an enemy that has murdered hundreds and thousands of the babies of this ummah and is still not satisfied, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firaun of Bani Israel murdered 70,000 of the Bani Israel. The Firauns of today have murdered hundreds and thousands of the babies of your ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, their bodies have been burned to such an extent that janazah namaz cannot even be made on them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the respect and honor of our sisters and our mothers is being looted, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to whom have you handed us over, Ya Allah? Oh my Allah, if you are not angry with us, then we don't mind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you are not angry with us, then we don't mind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you are not angry with us, then we don't mind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we need your afiyat, Ya Allah. We need your protection, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we need your help, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Karbala Rasul Hussein radiallahu anhu. Ya Allah, we cannot bear Karbala, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not bear to see the hand of a thief being cut. Ya Allah, if he was alive today,
and yet to see the babies of his ummah burnt in this fashion. What would happen to Rasulullah? Oh my Allah! Oh my Allah! Have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today are saying, where is your Allah? Ya Allah, they have pride on their weaponry, they have pride on their armies, they have pride on their technology. Ya Allah, we don't have weaponry, we don't have armies, we don't have technologies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have you, Ya Allah. Oh my Malik Allah, oh Ya Rabbi al-Samawati wal-Ard, Ya Rabbi al-Samawati wal-Ard, Ya Khaliq al-Samawati wal-Ard, oh my Allah, oh my Allah, they are saying, where is your Allah? Ya Allah, show them your greatness, Ya Allah. Show them your Qudrat, Ya Allah. Show them your Kibriya, Ya Allah. Too long the persecution has gone on. Too long the suffering has gone on. 2 centuries, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how much more can we bear? How much more? Ya Allah, restore the dignity and honor of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our wrong. No doubt it is our gunas, Ya Allah. No doubt it is our masiyat. No doubt it is our disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to make tawbah, Ya Allah. Give the Ummah the tawfiq to make tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give the Ummah the tawfiq to make tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have turned our backs on the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the cry of our Nabi, on the day of our Nabi, on the night of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, he finished himself crying for this humanity and crying for the people of this world. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the air of Medina and air of Mecca is still ringing with his Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have turned our backs on his cry. We have turned our backs on his fikr and concern. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak occasion, Ya Allah, this entire Majma is making Tawbah to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from now till we die, we are making this niyat that we will make the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the object of our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America hidayat, Ya Allah. Give Australia hidayat, Ya Allah. Give Europe hidayat, Ya Allah. Give Asia hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give Africa hidayat, Ya Allah. 5 billion insan, if they die now, they are going to Jahannam forever and ever, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what greater loss can there be than that, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, you have said, وَإِنَّ شَهْنُ نَزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ آيَةً فَلَرَضَانَاكُمْ لَا خَادِعِينَ. If we wanted, we would show one sign and everyone would become believers. Ya Allah, show us that sign, Ya Allah. 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 Ya Allah, blow the wind of hidayat. Blow the wind of hidayat. Make this the Ramadan of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make this the Ramadan of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The suffering has gone on too long, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, after the long night, it is you that bring the light of daylight. After this long night of darkness and deviation, bring the light of hidayat, Ya Allah. Bring the light of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your sahaba saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw the Quran coming down. They saw the Mubarak environment of Medina Munawwara. They heard the wahi coming down, Ya Allah. They heard the voices of Jibreel and Mikael, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, all we have seen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all we have seen is nakedness. Ya Allah, all we have seen is filth, Ya Allah. All we have seen is shamelessness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, this dirty, filthy environment. Each time we try to obey you, it rises up like a steel boulder in front of us. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, your sahaba saw Medina and they saw the pure environment of Medina. Ya Allah, all we have seen is this filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, show us also the nur of Iman. Show us also the nur of your obedience, Ya Allah. Bring 100% your command in the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alive in 100% the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the khair and barakat of Ramadan permeate for the rest of the year, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and the time is coming nearer and nearer, Ya Allah. Every day that qabr is calling out, I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of darkness. I am the home of fear. Prepare yourself before you come to me. Every day that qabr is calling out, Ya Allah. So many relatives of ours, we lifted them on our own dust and we put them into that home of insects and that home of worms and that home of serpents, Ya Allah. Into that dark, lonely hole, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and then we went back to our dunya and then we went back towards the love of this dunya as if there is no qabr, as if we are not going to die. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to prepare for mort, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of qabr. Save us from the azab of qabr. Save us from the azab of qabr. Make our qabrs gardens from the gardens of Jannah. do not let it be put from the pits of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our relatives that have passed away, do not allow us to cover from them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them coolness in their graves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, on the day, the book of deeds and the day of Hashar, the book of deeds of some will come in the right hand and some will come in the left hand. Ya Allah, if our book of deeds come in the left hand, then there won't be a second chance. We won't be able to come back to the world. Ya Allah, it will be too late then, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us receive our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant our parents Jannatul Firdaus. Grant our wives Jannatul Firdaus. Grant our children Jannatul Firdaus. Grant our Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can't bear a headache in this world. We can't bear thoughts pricking us. We can't. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that fire whose stones will melt mountains, what will it do to the flesh and blood of insan? Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Have mercy on humanity. Have mercy on the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us the people of the masjid, Ya Allah. Make us the workers of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Use us for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us like Sahaba, Ya Allah. Make us like Sahaba, Ya Allah. Make us like Sahaba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our fasting. Accept our ibadat. Accept our tilawat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is not worthy of acceptance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have tried, Ya Allah. We can't do better than this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, even when we do good also, Ya Allah, we spoil it with ujb, we spoil it with takabbur, Ya Allah. We spoil it with looking down on with haqarat at others, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are very, very weak, Ya Allah. Each time we take one step forward, we're going 20 steps back. Ya Allah, we can't do better than this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the little child scribbles, and he brings his scribble to his father. The father looks at it and says, my son, you have written well. Ya Allah, our fathers also told us the same thing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love us more than our fathers, Ya Allah. Our broken ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you say to us, you have done well. Ya Allah, you become happy with us, Ya Allah. Even if you don't want to become happy with us, then to become happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, O Ummat Sahil, Paratanar, do not turn the beggar away. Ya Allah, we are beggars, Ya Allah. We are beggars on your doorstep, Ya Allah. You have said, do not turn the beggar away. Don't turn us away, Ya Allah. Don't turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Don't turn us away. We are making sincere tawbah, Mere Mola. We are making sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, we accept our wrongs. We have no excuse whatsoever on this Mubarak occasion. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wipe away all our sins. Wipe away the sins of our families. Wipe away the sins of the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our parents, our Asatizai Kiram, our families, all those people who have asked us for du'as, all those who are in need, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill all the jaiz needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them barakat and blessing in their livelihood, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them khatima bil khair. Let them die with iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from haram, save us from riba, save us from treachery, save us from music, save us from zina, save us from intermingling of men and women, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make your obedience beloved to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make your disobedience hated to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the firmness, give us the istiqamah to stay on your obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us your ta'alluq and your love and your connection, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alak, min abduka wa rasuluk, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri ma sta'adaka min abduka wa rasuluk, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an, wa alayka al-bala'ag, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqih, Sayyidina wa mata'ana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.